Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 18, 1805. Supplies loaded in new canoes. Preparations are underway for the keelboat to go back to St. Louis. All of the supplies and gifts have been removed and loaded onto the pirogues in the new canoes. The keelboat is loaded with plant samples and animal skins and specimens, including live magpies, prairie hens, and prairie dogs. Importantly, the journals and other written documents to date are wrapped in oiled skins and placed safely on board. This varied cargo is headed for President Jefferson in Washington, D.C. Captain Clark writes about the procedure.
A cold day, wind from the north. I pack up all the merchandise into 8 packs, equally divided so as to have something of everything in each canoe and pirogue. I am informed of a party of Cristanoes and Assiniboine being killed by the Sioux, 50 in number, near the establishments on the Assiniboine River a few days ago. The effect of Mr. Cameron's revenge on the Chippewa for killing 3 of his men. Mr. Toussaint Charbonneau enlisted as an interpreter this evening. I am not well today. Captain William Clark, March 18, 1805.
Originally, Clark planned to build 4 canoes, but after consideration decided on 6. These canoes and the 2 pirogues will carry both men and materials up the Missouri River when they leave Fort Mandan. Over the next 2 days, the captains will have 4 of these canoes carried to the river, a 1.5-mile trek through the bottomland near the bank. The men will not put the canoes in the water, as the river is not completely thawed. Back at the fort, most of the men were loading the other 2 canoes and the pirogues. Clark also mentioned in today's entry that he visited the chief of the Mandan and smoked a pipe with him and several old men. Monday, the last 2 canoes to the river.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.